This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Here's my question for you today. Why do so many of us feel like we're not good enough? And how do we deal with this? The feeling of not being good enough, that might have started in childhood. You might have had a demanding parent or teacher. Look how polite your friend Sam is. Why can't you be more like him? You got 70%? Why not 100? And what did your classmates get? I'm paying big money for you to attend this school. It's easy when you hear this sort of thing to feel like you're falling short, we're not good enough. To get over this feeling, we might go to the gym or we work harder, we get more fit or we might even get promoted. But that nagging feeling, I'm not good enough. I have to say today that social media does you no favours in terms of self-esteem, constantly being exposed to other people's lives. Often that's filtered. That won't help you. Your life might look amazing on social media, but try to limit social media, perhaps to once or twice a day, and avoid reverting to it every time you're bored, because it will only reinforce the idea, I'm not good enough. If only I could learn another language, a foreign language, or I could be more interesting, or if I was more outgoing. Or my parents didn't stay together, there's something wrong with me. This sort of thing can have a devastating effect. And the other thing is, we can say, I'm not a good enough Christian for God to use. I'm not able to speak. I can't step out in ways that God might, he might have gifted me to do certain things. I'm frightened. Everyone will see my failures and weaknesses. If we allow these things to become valid, it can chip away at your confidence, making you feel miserable that you're not appreciated. I want to say today that God never wants you to feel inadequate. He never wants you to feel not good enough. He wants you, I think, to be aware of your weaknesses so that you might lean into his strength. But that doesn't mean he wants to diminish your value. Our Heavenly Father would never do that. In the New Testament, in 2 Peter 2 verse 9, here are some inspiring words. You are the ones chosen by God to do his work and to speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference he made for you, from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. That's the Message version. And that gives us the possibility of changing our attitudes with God's help, to move from, oh, I'm not good enough, to, well, God is good enough and he will help me through his Spirit. So don't allow insecurity to diminish your own potential. I can rest in the knowledge that God loves me and he made me purposefully. And even when I feel like I'm not good enough, I mean, there's so much in the Bible. Psalm 139, have a look at that. It says, he's already thinking more thoughts about you than there are grains of beach sand. Sure, you might have blew it, but have a look at verse 15 to 16. All your days, God says, have been written in my book. This one did not catch me by surprise. Meaning, when I did slip up. And in Isaiah, it tells us that we are created in God's image. You are our Father, Lord. We are like clay. You're like the potter. You created us. That's Isaiah 64, verse 8. See how much the Father has loved us. That's in 1 John 3. His love is so great, we are called God's children. That's, in fact, what we are. This is why the world doesn't know us. It's not known God. And then the great man, Paul the Apostle, said, God has made us what we are in our union with Christ Jesus. He's created us for a life of good things that he's already prepared for us to do. So just a couple of things to remember. God is not going to be surprised by you, even if you make big mistakes. God knows all things. There can never be a situation where God is caught off guard. He's not going to be surprised. He doesn't regret you. You might think, I'm a big failure, or you've regretted some of your own decisions. But I want to say quite clearly, God does not regret loving you. God has a plan for you. And if you hit rock bottom, you feel as if it's hopeless. But God is never finished with you. God can do so much more. So no matter where you are today, God has this plan. Don't let the negative thoughts take over. Dear Lord, today I hear stories of tragedy and accidents, people dying in terrible situations. My heart goes out to these people. They're in need of support and help. May I be the person who can do something. And Lord, help me to get rid of the negative thoughts that I'm not good enough. With you, Lord, I am. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.